No, if I'm hired to do a job for you, you don't have to pay me anything until I finish the whole job. So there's no milva here. There was never a time that she owed you the money. When does she have to pay the money? At the end, when you give her back the jewelry. So since right then you're giving her to Lashem Kedushin, it's never a milva. Rashi says, Ein l'sir sela b'soif. Kishemachzirim lo. When you give her back the jewelry, that's when she has to pay you. Varei Lashem Kedushin hu, moichloi. Right now you're giving her to Lashem Kedushin, that's law. V'ein kan milva kishemachzirim lo. There's no milva. She didn't owe you any money from before. The first time she owes you the money is right now when you're giving her the jewelry. So since right now you're telling her, I'm giving it to you, Lashem Kedushin, for sure she's Mekadeshes. Umasava. But the one that says, Ein Mekadeshes holds no. Yeshno leschiras metchilu v'yatsoif. That means whenever you have a job and working for somebody, every little bit of work that you do, the person is supposed to pay you for that little bit at a time. So mainly here, when you have her silver, and you're working on it, making it into jewelry, every little bit of work that you do, she's supposed to pay you. So how come she didn't pay you? She made it into a milva then. The pshat is, she'll owe you the money and pay it to you later. But it comes out that the money was like taken care of already, and it was made into a milva. So therefore, at the end, when you give her back the jewelry, you're not giving her something new now. It's called the old money that she owes you from before. You want to be Mekadosh. If you want to be Mekadosh with the old money, that's the problem of Mekadosh B'milva, Ein Mekadosh. You're not giving her anything right now. The money she already has from before, it's a choy from before already. Yeah. So therefore, it could be everybody holds Mekadosh B'milva is no good. And the Machlokes here is this called a milva or not? Do we say Yeshin L'Schiros or Ein L'Schiros El Abasayf? V'Yivoy Yisrael, another territory, I'll tell you, the Kuliyam, everybody holds Yeshin L'Schiros Mechili Batsayf. Everybody could agree that when you have to pay for every little bit of work, you have to pay. Everybody agrees by regular milva, it's saying the Mekadeshes. So then the question is over here, why can you say she's Mekadeshes? L'chur, you be Mekadesh with a milva. If she owed you the money already for every little bit of work you're doing, so why is the Kedushin Chal? You know what the Machlokes is? The Umin, the workman, when he's working over this silver and making it into jewelry, he's making a shvach, he's making something good to this silver. Is he koine, does it become now like his silver? And therefore, if he has a kinyan in it, so therefore when he gives it back to her, the Shem Kedushin, he's really giving her something. That's the Machlokes. So Rashi says, "V'ocha b'umin kaina kloimar v'ocha b'shloi histna liyay schir yomim el kiblon shekiblo lo ligmar amlocha v'kach v'kach v'umin kiblon k'shemashvicha v'yosim in azov kli kaina lischos b'kli." Now you made up the job. I'll pay you $100 for this job. Now when you do the job, you change over this plain piece of silver into a bracelet. The umin, the one that does that, is kaina the kli. You like own now this bracelet when you're mashvichit. So that's the machlokes. It's called like this bracelet belongs to you. Even though the silver was hers, but since you worked over the silver, made it into a nice jewelry, the nice new thing that you made is considered like it's yours. True, you have to give it to her, but when she's paying, like she's paying for your thing, it's like you're giving her your own piece here, that's why she has to pay you. So if you give her this jewelry now, L'Shem Kedushin, it's called you're giving her something of yours, L'Shem Kedushin, therefore she's Mekadeshes. And the other one says, no, Umasova, ain't Uman kind of a Shvach Kli. No, the Uman, the workman, is not kind of anything. It's not your jewelry. You're not kind of the jewelry. It's only for the work that you're doing. She only has to pay you for the work that you're doing. So for the work that you're doing, since it's a Nilva, with that it's ain't Mekadeshes. The Iboy Yisrael, another tales can be like this. The Kuliyam, everybody could agree, ain umin kaina b'shvach kli. No, and that's why we hold halacha, that a workman, even though you're working over the silver and making it nicer and better into jewelry, so what? It's never called your jewelry. If the other person gave you his silver that you're working over, so the only charge that you could do is for the work, for labor. But it's not considered that you own this piece now. And I'll tell you, v'yeshnu l'schirat mechila v'yatsoif. Everybody agrees that the schirah, she owes you the money, every little bit of work that you do. Since so, it's considered a milva. And also, mekadosh b'milva ein mekadosh. Everybody agrees that really mekadosh b'milva is no good. Since so, why is the kedushin good over here then? How could this kedushin be good? It's a milva. For Ocha B'may Yaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, I'll tell you. Kegoin She'ohoisif Lo Noifich Mishaloi. We're talking about this chosen now. When he gives it back this bracelet, he doesn't only give it back the bracelet, he gives it back a drop more from his own. Noifich means one drop of silver he gets on from his own. So he's giving us something of his own, L'shem Kedushin. That's the Machlokes. Dema Sovar Milvil Pruta Daitia Pruta. So it comes out what you're marrying her now with is, first of all, the Milva. She owes you the money for the work that you did. So you're telling her now, keep it L'shem Kedushin. And you're also adding on a drop of your own. So you'd be in the Kadosha with the Milva and with the Pruta. So one holds, Dema Sovar Daitia Pruta. Her das is on the Pruta. Therefore, the Kedushin is good. Masav, the one that says it's no good, Sova Daitia Milva, her main das is upon the Milva. Like you're telling her now, you don't have to pay me the money, she thinks that the Kedushin is with the Milva. And therefore the Milva is Einam Kedushis. And really this Machlokes, over Plukta Dami Tanoi, this is Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya will learn like this. This Cha Shosisi Moch, if the Chosin tells the Kal, I want to marry you for the pay that I already worked for you, this Cha, I already worked for you, and you owe me money, that money that you owe me, keep it L'shem Kedushin. Is Einam Kedushis? No good, because that's a Milva, Einam Kedushis. What about this Cha She'esi Moch? He tells her, listen, I'm going to do a job for you. So the work that I'm doing for you right now, I'm doing it right now, L'shem Kedushin. Then Mekudeshes, that's good. Because every little bit of work that you're doing it to her, L'shem Kedushin, that's good. Rabbi Nosson Noimer, this Cha She'esi Moch, Einam Kedushis. No. Even for the work that I'm going to do for you, L'shem Kedushin, still Einam Kedushis. And V'chol Shechein V'scha She'esi Moch. And for sure, if he just tells her the work that I did for you last week, the money you owe me from last week, keep with the Shem Kedushin, that for sure is no good. We have Yehuda Nasi Yomer, that Demis Amru really was said, that Bein Bischash Sisi, whether the pay that you owe me for things that I did for you already, Bein Bischash Esimoch, whether he tells her now, listen, I'm going to do a job for you today, so this job that I'm doing for you, I'm doing the job now, the work, L'shem Kedushin, really is Einam Kedushis. In both cases, it's called the Milva, because Yeshtun L'Schiris Metchil L'Biatsoif, see, even the job that you're doing right now, every little bit, she owes you the money for it, and it's still considered like the Mekadosh B'Milva, so really it's Einam Kedushis. But, if the Chosin adds on a little bit from his own pocket, a little bit more money from his own pocket, then Mekadoshis. Then she's Mekadoshis. So, Kis, you see this Machlokes. If he adds on a little bit more, do we say her das is on that little pruto? Or maybe no, her das mainly is upon the milva, and therefore she's ain't a mukadeshus. Rashi says, Mechal de Reb Nosson Sava, de Afilu Hoysef, lo ain't a mukadesh, even if he adds on, still it's ain't a mukadeshus. So you see, it's a Machlokes. If he adds on a drop more, is she mukadeshus or not? So Gemara says like this, Bein Tanakam of the Reb Nosson, what's the Machlokes? Ike benayu schiris. Whether we say Yeshna L'Schiris Metchilu B'Yatsoif or not, that's the Machlokes. Bein Reb Nosson, Reb Yudah, Nossi, what's the Ma'ika B'Nayu? Milva Prut, like we just said. That when you Mekadosh with the Milva, but you also add on a drop another Pruta. That Ma'asav the Milva Pruta Daiti Milva, therefore we say it's Mekadoshes. Reb Nosson, Ma'asav no Daiti Pruta. Is that a Milva, therefore she's in the Mekadoshes, I mean. Or Masava Daitya Pruta, therefore she is Mekadeshis. So this last Svara, when you want to marry her with a Milva, and you also give her another Pruta, what is her das? Does she mainly think upon the Milva, or does she also think upon the Pruta? It's Taka Machlokes, this Tanoi. Now the Mishnah says like this, His Kachali Bikoize, the Chosin goes to his future Kal and tells him, I'm going to marry you with this cup, Shoyayin, it's a cup of wine. The nimtza shel davash, later after she receives it, she starts to drink it, she sees it's honey. Ariel shel davash, he told, listen, I want to marry you with this cup of honey. Then she started to take it, the nimtza shel yayin, and she found out that all it was just wine. Alright, turn over. Ariel, the dinner zeh, he told her, I want to marry you with this dinner, shel kesed, was made out of silver. The nimsa shel zov, and when she received it and looked at it, it was made out of gold. Or else the opposite. He told her, shel zov, I'm giving you a golden coin. The nimsa shel kesev, and when she took it and looked at it, she saw it was only a silver one. Or else if he says to her, al menashe ani osher, I'm getting married to you, but I'm telling you that I'm a rich man. And then later, Vinim Tsoni, we came out, we find that he's a poor man. Well, the opposite way. He told, I'm marrying you, but you know I'm a poor man, Oni. Vinim Tsosh, and then we find out that he's a rich man. All these cases, there's Einimu Kedushin. The Kedushin is no good. You tricked her. We say she only had Dashmi Kedushin according to what you told her. And now that it's not true, so it's Einimu Kedushin. Rabbi Shimon Aymano, Rabbi Shimon says, depends. Im hitol lishvach mukadeshes. If you made a mistake, but for the better, then of course she's mukadeshes. Like if you told her you're going to give her a silver coin, and it comes out what you gave her is a golden coin, since the golden coin is better off, so then avada she is mukadeshes. Like if she had das for a silver coin, for sure we'll say she has das for a gold coin also. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. We'll see you in the Gemara. So the Gemara, Tana Rabban, his kachali bekoizeh. So Tony Chod, the one we learned, boy uvamasha b'toychay. When the chosin says, "I want to marry you with this cup," he means with both the cup and what's inside it. But Tani, another place we learned, boy v'loy b'masha b'toychay, with it and not with what's inside it. Tani, another place we learned, b'masha b'toychay v'loy boy, only what's inside and not the cup itself. It's not kumina if it's worth a shemapruta or not. Do we say he had an das for both, or only what's inside, or only the cup itself? So Gemara says, "Lakasha, there's no stira. Hobamaya, if you want to marry the cup of water, water is worth nothing. So therefore, the ikadas is upon the kli. Hobachamra, when you talk about wine, wine is very chashuv. Therefore, we say the main das is upon the wine and not upon the cup. Hobitzira, tzira, she says that tzir dogim, that's the fish, fish juice. So that's not so chashuv, but it needs the cup to hold it. In other words, the juice, you don't drink it in one shot." You use it a long time, you dip your bread into it. So therefore, something you have to store, so you need both. You need the juice, and you need the cup also. See, if you're mekanasha with this fish juice in the cup, you need to mekanasha with both, with the cup and with the fish juice. Now, it says, imitol l'shvach reizim kadeshes. Fredi gemara v'lesla Reb Shimon, doesn't Reb Shimon hold, yayin v'nimsa chaymitz. Chaymitz v'nimsa yayin, shnei mechaylum lachsa behem. Like, how could you say l'shvach? It's for sure good, like he's saying. If he said, I'll marry you with wine, with honey, and then it came out to be wine, you say it's good. Why? Some people, Dafka, want the other way. Like here it says, if you sell somebody wine, it comes out, it's vinegar. Or else the opposite, you sell somebody vinegar, it comes out, it's yayin, so it says, shnei mechayim lachtabem, both could retract. Alma, what do we see? That ikka de nichalei bechalav, ikka de nichalei bechamra. Some people, but Dafka, want vinegar. Vinegar is better to them than wine. If even though you said you're selling a vinegar and you give her wine, the person could retract. So you see that certain people like different things. So how could you say just because it's a better? If you told you marry her with silver and you gave her gold, for sure the condition is good. Maybe not. Maybe she's a lady there, but after one silver and there's not one gold. You see, different people like different things. Hochinami, Ema, let's say, Nichalei Bekaspa, she bedafka wants silver. For le Nichalei bedahava, she doesn't want gold. Some Rav Shimi Barashi. Ashkach Tele Abaye, we found Abaye, the Yasu was sitting, or Komaspele Lebrei. He was explaining this halacha to his son. That Hocha Bamayas Kinoa, we're talking about over here in our Mishnah, he's going, Shoma Lishluchoi, she said to it, Shoma Lishluchoi, he said to a Shliach, Halveini Dinish Akesav, lend me a silver coin. V'lech v'kadosh li'isha ploinis, and go marry with that silver coin, my wife. For holach v'hilva shozov, it came out that shliach took a golden coin and gave it to the wife. That's the machlokes over here. So when she received it, she knew what she's receiving. The question is though, does the chosin have dasana? So ma'asava kfeido, when the chosin said silver, but afkim and silver, not gold. Well, ma'asava no maramokim uloi. He only meant to say take from here. But if it took something better, for sure he means it. It's also good. That's from Shimon Svara. Freddy Mori Hochi, if that's the case, his kachali, why does the Mishnah say get married to me? His kachalei mi boile. The Shliach should say marry him. Or else he told Lishvach. What do you mean? You made a mistake to her. He told Lishvach. He mistaken you. Miba should have said. Nimsa, and you find out, mi korinami dezava heavy. It's not finding out later. Here the mites of the Shliach took gold right away. The kids, that can't be the case of the Mishnah. Elo Amar Rava, therefore Rava said, Ani Varisha B'chabura, me and the lion and the Chabura, Tagiminu, we explained this, Amani Reb Chia Baravin, Rachel Maeskino, we're talking about over here, going, Shomra, he, that she made a Shliach. She told her Shliach, Shomra, he, Lishluchai, say, the Kabbali Kedushim Aplani. I know this Chosim wants to marry me, so I'm making you a Shliach to accept the Kesab Kedushim. And Shomali and the Chosson told me that it's Kachli Bedina Shakesef, that he's going to marry me with his silver coin. So she told her Shliach, go and accept the silver coin. For Olach, and now what happened? The Shliach went, Venimtzolai Dina Shozov. It came out what the Chosson gave her was a golden coin. That's the machlokes over here. Masav akfeder, when she said the silver coin, she bedafka meant the silver, not the gold coin. But Shimon says no. Who masav amaramokim iloi? All she meant to say was, this is what the Chosson said is going to give me. But of course, if she gets gold, she'll also be nicha. Or my nimsa, what does it mean she found out? The kotsaya biblisa. It means it was wrapped around. And when she took it home, and when the shliach took it home and gave it to her later, we first found out later what it is. So that's the machlokes. When she said she wanted a silver coin, do we say she's makbid, or do we say no, just maramakim? Some Rabbi Abaye says, Rabbi Shimon, Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Kulis Fila, they all hold maramakim uloi. There's a swear when somebody tells you something, he's not makbid, he's just showing you where to get it from. But if you bring back something else, it's also good. Rabbi Shimon, Hodi Amorin, that's Rabbi Shimon and now Mishnah. That when she told the Shliach received the silver coin, we say, even if he receives the golden coin, still it's good. Because all she meant to say was just maramokim to show her, tell him where to get it. Now, Chodim Ardim, Shimon Gamliel, the time we learn like this.